All right, so do center and settle yourself in body and mind. Clear your energy and awareness through a nice long exhale. Let the next breath be as gentle and natural as possible. And take that fresh breath as the focal point to settle and center your mind. And as you gradually shift into a kinder, gentler breath rhythm and use the breath to rein your awareness in from its distracted state and lift your awareness out of any dullness or fatigue, a breath at a time, you'll gradually shift into a more centered state of clarity and calm. And as you do that, you begin to even taste that. You can shift into, sort of spread that clarity and calm throughout your whole body, shifting into the subtle energy and awareness, the subtle breath that fills you like a pulse of refreshment every time you breathe. So it'll allow that your awareness to ride that pulse and fill you, every tissue and cell with awareness. And as you bring awareness and you can sort of appreciate your body and feel your body and the sort of living, breathing presence of it, that it's right now, it's well, it's safe, or it's healing. And as you do that, find that a breath at a time, your body sort of shifts out of its heavy, solid, dense, and disconnected phase into a lighter, clearer, more fluid phase until you start to begin to feel what it might be like to be a person-shaped bubble filled with a delicate rainbow tissue of life energy and awareness. And as you do that, filling and emptying with breath and awareness, like a cove filling and emptying with surf, you want to sort of refresh your sense that you're not alone in the world, but your person-shaped bubble is floating in a pool of life and awareness shared with many other bubbles of life and awareness. Right? So, and you can sort of spread and open your sensitivity, your sensibility, and be aware that all the other beings around you, you know, also have the potential to center their minds, their energies, tap into healing energy. Sort of wish them that in this moment. Also, as you breathe into your sensitivity, realize that, you know, you have the capacity to balance your sensitivity and not overreact to ups and downs, but sort of have an even acceptance of all the fabric of your sensitive life. And each other living being in all the breath bubbles around you have that potential as well, and wish that for them. Next, sort of tune into your pure mind and have the refresh the sense that you have the potential within you to tap into the primary source of your awareness. That's what's under and what's producing the film of your life, all the narrative of thoughts and images and the mood music of emotions. And sort of you go into the projector at the source of that. That's the pure, clear mind. And so try to dive into that, be with that, become it. That be your new face, or recognize it as your original face, your natural intelligence. And realize that every living being around you has that potential as well. And then when you turn to the buzzing, blooming confusion of your mental activity, the mental production of your life, with the thoughts and images and emotions, you know, scan that and realize it has the whole range, you know, from suffering to happiness, that all the other beings' films also have, that within each breath bubble there's this little world. We're each producing our inner film of reality. And that within that there's, You know, while it's mostly, the storyline is mostly organized around many relationships, that each of those different relationships has afflictive, painful elements, and also has the potential for truly healing, positive elements. So in the mind clearing, we try to equalize our relationships with others, and both in the sense of trying to not let our afflictions, you know, hold our loved ones too close or ignore the majority of humans we don't know. And also we have the potential to not be averse and reactive and triggered and poisoned by our difficult interactions with difficult people. So we're trying to equalize our relationships, whatever they are, so that we have an equal sense of the importance of every interaction, and every interaction is led by our the right tools for the job, our natural potential for empathic awareness, and our skills, our natural skills to communicate and work with others, whether that's a joyous interaction, a sort of seemingly commonplace or very distant interaction, or whether it's a difficult interaction. We have those skills, the right tools for the job are our equal empathy and equal care and attention. And as we equalize, we then, you know, gradually find the contrast between the lives that we could have, where every interaction counts and every interaction is meaningful, however easy or difficult, and the lives we actually have, where we often go from interaction to interaction feeling just different kinds of stress or distress, that the distance can be traced to the root of all our afflicted lives, our sort of difficulty with the social aspects of our lives, and that is our deluded sense of being as helpless and powerless and small as we were when we were infants. As we sort of give into that sense and indulge it, then we find ourselves dragged into the rut of childhood trauma, feeling, you know, helpless, powerless, hurt, victimized, and that then triggers our cornered animal. So we need to make a special effort or request to ourselves to sort of trace the roots of whatever distress we have in our interactions in the world back to this taproot, and to try to sort of dissolve it and gradually mulch it and transform it into fertilizer for a whole new way of being. As we begin to clear this field of our social lives and our interconnectedness with others, and we begin to see the possibility of seeding and planting a new way of being, then we turn our focus to the practice of giving and taking. And we want to now climb out of the rut of childish helplessness and build the capacity to reverse the flow of give and take. That is, rather than feeling we must take, you know, more than we give, or our happiness depends on taking more than we give, we recognize that actually the less we need and the more we can give, the more empowered we are, you know, the happier we become. And as we sort of begin to reflect on that and try to bring it into each of our interactions, we begin by taking on our own suffering and giving to ourselves whatever, you know, we can to truly heal. And then we take that same level of care and we bring it to our loved ones, to neutral people, to the difficult people, one at a time. And we do that by, you know, consciously taking in the awareness of their suffering as if it were our own. And it is really probably not so different from our own, regardless of how different they may be as people. And when we sort of can recognize that family kindness, that human kindness of it, then, you know, sort of we can feel empowered by our own healing experience, metabolize our awareness of others' distress, and give back whatever we can, whatever we can share in the way of acceptance, tolerance, hope, care, love, joy, peace, we do. And in so doing, we sort of help our interactions go better, and we gradually build the strength for a whole new way of being. sort of the essence of that way of being as we sort of gradually get the hang of it. We gradually come to see, you know, we shift more and more. We move out of the old home of our awareness, the little rut of trauma, the foxhole we've been living in, and we move into this more expansive garden. And we've sort of recovered the land of our lives and our social lives, and we've planted this new garden of careful interaction and caring interaction, and gradually we come to see that we have this natural freedom, that if we can break through the veils of projecting our fears onto others or unrealistic expectations onto others, and we could break through the veil of seeing ourselves as helpless and powerless, that we can tap into the natural freedom or open-mindedness we have to really heal ourselves and to understand the sufferings of others. And based on that natural freedom or openness as a new home or a new self or new ground, we can take on or personify the playful work of interacting with others in whatever way is helpful to them, as a sort of virtual guide or sort of a fluid or plastic, a dreamy person who really is the stuff of dreams and uses the stuff of dreams that we're made of to help people out of their horror stories or tragedies and into comedies and happy endings. So with that, sort of reflecting on that, this practice has these four steps of equalizing, analyzing the root of our suffering, of giving and taking to build our capacity, and of becoming the more engaged, the sort of larger, more magnanimous and engaged beings we can become. We sort of make an intention to remember the practice whenever our lives, social interactions or our daily lives feel overwhelming. And so instead of reinforcing our rut, digging it deeper, we sort of gradually build this new life. We cultivate this new life of being fully able, free and free from our demons, and fully free and ready and able to engage in a constructive way in our lives.